Welcome to episode 508 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel advisors Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. On this episode, we're going to immerse you in the enchanting world of Disney aboard the breathtaking Disney Magic. Our fellow Outlander advisor Nitra has just returned from a four-night sailing that included a stop at Disney's new private destination, Lookout Cay, at Lighthouse Point. And she's here to tell us all about it, so let's get started. Yay. This is like the new hot port everybody's talking about.
Yes, it is hot for sure.
Hot and a long walk and
yes,
no,
all of the above.
It's a long walk.
Yeah, so I timed it from the minute we got off the ship to the tram, and it took me 15 minutes. There's no sun. There's no shade. It's hot. It's strictly all in the sun. Mm-hmm.
Is it worth the walk?
It is worth the walk. I will say that it is the makings of being worth the walk, right? I think they have a lot of great things in place, and I think they have a lot of things coming to that island that will make it even better.
See, I would need like a VIP golf cart that greeted me with margaritas and lemongrass scented towels.
You're getting spoiled, Lindsay.
So for our listeners that don't know, this is a new private destination in the Bahamas that Disney built. And apparently due to the depth of the water, the pier was extremely long, to which would be an understatement. Correct. So once you get off the ship, you have a really long walk to get to the part where the shuttles would pick you up and then take you to different destinations at the resort.
Correct.
So little crazy. All right. So you did a four night on Disney Magic. Have you been on a Disney cruise before?
I have. We did the Fantasy 2 years ago.
Okay. So this one, I believe, is one of their first couple of ships.
Correct. It definitely is a difference in size of the ship because it's a lot smaller than the Fantasy, but the experience is most definitely the same. The Disney Magic, the cast members, the shows, everything about it is still the same regardless to me between this and the Fantasy. It's just a smaller ship.
And Disney usually does a great job, but how's the condition of the ship being one of the older ones?
It looks great. I didn't have any issues in my room or in any of the common areas. I didn't see anything. In 2023, I think it was, they added a new lounge called the Soul Cat Lounge. It's really nice. It's in an open area. It's a bar. Plus they have like a piano and things of that sort. So they still are adding things and keeping that ship in tip top condition.
Nice. That's one thing Disney's always really good about. Mm-hmm. So speaking of staterooms, what did you have for a stateroom?
I had my first ever interior stateroom.
Really? I have never done one and we keep talking about it. What did you think?
I think I had some of the best sleep ever.
You know what? I agree completely.
Yeah, because you don't have, I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing having an ocean view or a veranda or anything like that, but it's absolutely no sunlight coming in, right? So you have no essence of time in the morning without setting an alarm or something to wake you up to make sure you're, you know, getting to breakfast or getting to your excursions and things of that sort, so.
Nice.
But everything else about it is still the same, right? As the layout was still the same. We still had a split bathroom. I will say, because it is, again, a smaller ship, the rooms were a little bit smaller than what we experienced on the Fantasy. But it still had all the same accommodations to it.
How many people did you have in your cabin?
We had three. So me and my two girls. So I slept in the big bed by myself, which was even better. And the girls the little one had the top bunk, and then the other one slept on the pullout couch.
Yeah, because Disney's beds don't separate.
Correct.
This day is like a big bed. So.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's, that's, you know, more set for a family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Okay. So speaking of that breakfast, give us a little idea what you did for dining and what you thought.
Yep. So, of course, the embarkation day, we went to Cabana's and had the buffet. And on the buffet, they had cold shrimp as well as crab legs. So my girls are seafood lovers, so they definitely took advantage of that. And then, of course, we just ate some of everything that was a little bit of everything on the bar. I will say I had some salmon off of the buffet, and it was really good. Juicy, tender, flaky. You would not imagine it coming off of a buffet. You would have thought it was, you know, made in the dining room. But everything there was good. For our dining rotation, we started out at Animator's Palette, which is a lot different than the one on the Fantasy. This one, they have like picture frames all around the wall, and then they're drawing images. And so we took part as far as trying to guess what the image was before the drawing completed. And as long as it was in black and white, you knew that the show wasn't coming. But once the picture started getting color added to them, then you knew that the show was coming. If I'm not mistaken, Mickey came out during the end of the show. But it was really cool because then they started having the characters on the wall start being a lot more animated. It wasn't just a drawing. So it was pretty cool there.
So do you mean like Mickey Mouse walked out, or like Mickey yes. came out on the screen?
Oh, okay. No, Mickey Mouse came out and visited. He okay. didn't go around to tables, but he, you know, came in nice. As part of the show. The next night we did Rapunzel's Royal Table, so that was our second night, and they did a Rapunzel, was a fairy tale twist to the show. So Rapunzel was there, Flynn Rider, they had some guys playing different musical instruments and things of that. So they do a show as you're dining, and it's really cool, and it's very interactive. And because it is a 4-night cruise and they have 3 dining rooms, you do repeat one. And so Rapunzel's was our repeat. So that was our 3rd night as well. So they don't repeat the show. You just, you just repeat the location, and the menu was completely different from the night before. And then our last night we were at Lumiere's, which is American French cuisine. So we definitely enjoyed all of our food.
And these are all basically their main dining rooms, nothing specialty?
Correct. All of those were main dining rooms. And again, our servers traveled with us. So you meet your servers on your first night and your first restaurant. And then each night they're dressed the theme of the restaurant. And then they, you know, move from each restaurant. So they get to know what your preferences are as far as your drinks. And they have those things ready for you when you get there. As far as the other dining location, I did do Paolo, which is their adult dining location. We did that for brunch. I wasn't able to get a reservation in the app by the time that it came around. So that was one of the first things I did when we got on the ship, is look for where the dining guys were going to be at. And we went and were able to get a dining reservation for our sea day.
So wait, how old? I thought you have to be adult though, right?
You do. So I went, my oldest daughter went, so you have to be 18 plus. So she's 19. And then we had 2 other family members in a different cabin. And so we were able to get a dining reservation for 4. So my little one was like, oh, so I get a free day. I don't have to worry about you guys. I can just do whatever. And I'm like, of course. So we're going to go. Isn't that nice? We'll text you and find you later.
Nice.
Cool. So as we know, Disney's known for its entertainment. Give us a rundown of what they had.
Yeah, so they had some really good shows. So I missed the show the first night, which was Twice Charmed, but my daughter told me it was a great performance. I did watch or go with them to see Tangled the Musical, which was another great performance with Rapunzel and Flynn Rider and the whole production there. And then the last show that I did get to see with them was Disney Dreams, where they just, you know, bring a lot of the characters together. Another great performance had there. And then, of course, they also have a movie theater, or, you know, they play movies while they were there. And we did get to see Inside Out, too, as well, while we were on the show.
Nice. Did you cry?
I did not cry, but it is a great movie. I love it.
I've been hearing you need to bring your tissues to that one.
I mean, it could. I mean, it's a very thought-provoking movie, though. I will say that. It makes you think about things. Your kids are a little bit older, right, Sandy? But 20s, if you think back on their teenage years, those emotions that Riley are going through will definitely resonate with you, as I have a newly minted 13-year-old, and we're going through all of these emotions.
I just love that. It's one of my favorite things about Disney cruises, is that you can see the, while they're still in the theater, you can see the movies.
And, oh, yeah.
And did you watch any of the movies on the TV? I have a hard time because I want to go do all the things on the ship, but knowing that I have access to every single Disney movie.
Yeah. Like when we were in the room, like before bed, we would watch a couple of movies or whatever. But I mean, they're playing movies everywhere. They're playing movies on the pool deck and, you know, in different theaters and things of that sort. So you could catch a movie at any point in time.
Did you get a bunch of Mickey bars from room service?
I did not. I only ordered room service one night, actually, and that was the first night. And we had some fruit and chocolate chip cookies.
Missed out on the Mickey bars.
I did. I was looking because on the Fantasy, they actually have key lime pie on their room service menu. So I was hoping that they had it as well, but they didn't. So we were trying something different.
When we did our Disney cruise with my kids, my husband and I and my parents went to Palo, and the kids went to the dining room by themselves, and they asked for extra Mickey bars, and they gave them to him on a plate with like a cover over the plate, and so they brought them back to the room and we're like, that was really sweet, but we're really full. And
oh yeah, because you definitely get full of Palos for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's always room for a Mickey bar.
I know, right?
Always.
I mean, there's lots of ice cream. There's snacks everywhere. There's the pizza place, there's, you know, fruit. They do have one location, I can't think of the name of it right off, where they have, you know, healthier options like wraps and fruit and things of that sort. So you definitely have different places with different options to take part of.
Great. Did you get a chance to visit the Quiet Cove pool, the adult-only area?
So I did go to the adult-only area, but not for the pool. I actually did not get in the pool at all on this ship. I did go to Signals on the first night because I had a tequila and margarita tasting, which may have turned me into a tequila drinker. I don't know.
Wow.
All it takes is that first one.
I mean, I've had tequila before, but the way this cast member explained the history of tequila and giving you the different varieties of tequila and how you can actually take your shots was amazing to me, because, you know, I'm just used to, I guess, having like the cheap tequila, which will like burn the entire inside of your body. But he gave us a little bit more expensive tequila, explained the difference and why some are colored. But then he had us try it with the lime, with the orange, and with the orange with cinnamon, which was like mind blowing. I was like, that is, yes, very much so.
Okay. I have to remember that.
Dip your orange in the cinnamon, you take your shot, and then you know, go with the orange after it. And it makes
cinnamon in so many of those fancy margaritas.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So next time she's in Epcot, and you need to track her down.
Horchata go margarita.
La Cava del Tequila, she's going to be in there doing a tasting.
Absolutely.
that's my favorite one. And the tequila tasting there is like next level. Take all your money with you.
I've heard that.
Nice. Did you do that? I know you said you didn't do any of the pools, but did your kids do the aqua dunk?
They did not. I tried to convince them to do it, but they were not interested in doing the free fall drop.
Did you do it?
Oh, no, man.
That is like, that's like a wedgie machine, that kind of slide.
No, no, not interested at all.
I don't like to think of age being a cap or a barrier between you and life experiences. But for me, I think that's one that had I been younger, yes, I would try, but not now.
Right.
No way. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah. Never I don't care to ever do it again. I don't need to do that.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to visit the Soul Cat Lounge?
I did. I went one day. They actually had some trivia in there. And then I went one evening just to kind of listen to some music. Didn't order any drinks that night, but just, you know, to kind of just get out and about and walk around and just experience some different things on the ship.
Please tell me, was it like Hepcat themed? Did they have the...
So it's based off Soul, the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
They have like, what was the decor like in there? Did they have a live piano?
Yes, player? They did. Yeah.
Okay.
So we did a lot of trivia, went to a lot of different places and played trivia, watched a little karaoke. That's always funny. So.
Did they do anything other than Disney trivia?
Oh, they do lots of Disney trivia.
Okay. Anything other than Disney trivia.
So, I mean, not necessarily for trivia, but they definitely do a lot of different games. So, you know, some of the adult-only locations have, you know, like the newlywed game type situation. So that okay. can be fun and risque. So, yeah, everything is not necessarily Disney themed. But I think it's more of a family-oriented type of situation, it is.
Those are always the most entertaining, and I think the best ones I've ever seen are on the Disney cruises with the newlywed game, where they grab the couple that's been together forever, and then the new ones.
So for the last one I went to, they did have the couple that had been married the longest. They had a newlywed couple, and then they just had a random couple. Well, the random couple actually was a boyfriend and girlfriend, and the girl, her parents were the oldest couple, so they were sitting next to each other. So some of the answers
that had to be nice and awkward,
very risque and hilarious as the parents are over there trying to cover their ears, which made it even more funny.
Nice. So let's cover your itinerary a little bit. You can let us know what you did in each stop. The first day, it looks like you were in Nassau, which I haven't been to in quite a few years. What's it like currently?
Yeah, so we didn't, we actually decided to do a small excursion. We went to one of the beaches. So we took a ferry over to the beach and just hung out there for the day. The weather was beautiful. It was not overly hot, but it was definitely enjoyable. We sat under, you know, some trees and took a nap, but played in the lagoon and just kind of hung out there until it was time to go back to the ship. The port, of course, is finished there, and we were the only ship in port, so it was not busy at all. That was crazy. Rare. I was like, I've never been to Nassau, because it was a Thursday, you know, or it was a Friday, I'm sorry. I've never been into a port where we were the only cruise ship.
Well, they have finished the port. And that has that makes a huge difference. They've got the straw market back up, and you know, it's a lot. There's no more construction. Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it definitely did. Appearance-wise, for sure, it made a difference as well.
Cool.
Then on day three, you were at Disney's Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point. So give us some details.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, actually the couple that was with us, he actually had a kink in his back. So one of the first things they did when we got on the ship as well was went to guest services and set up a reservation for him to be able to use a golf cart to get over to the trams. So that was really easy for them to just go over there and make that reservation and take care of that. So when we were ready to get off the ship to go over to the island, they met over in one of the rooms to wait for their transportation. And then me and my girls decided to, you know, take that walk as he was only allowed to take one guest. Well, when we were getting off the ship, there were golf carts out there, but there were people waiting for them, and not people who actually needed to use the golf cart, but people who were just using the golf cart. And so apparently they allow that if they don't have any passengers that have disabilities. So that was holding up the fact that he was getting on. So we literally were already to the tram and on the tram and on the island before they came over and met us, because they were waiting for the golf cart. So they will take you back and forth on the golf cart if you're not going to do the walk. A couple other things I noticed when we got off the ship is that they have strollers for parents who don't have strollers, as well as wagons. So if you have kids, they have these things that you can use to take over and come back with instead of having to carry or for them to have to walk over. I thought that was pretty cool.
Whenever your friend signed up for the golf cart, did he have to, like, I mean, are they strict about it, or will they just let anybody just sign up if you tell them you need it?
I guess they'll let anybody. You didn't have to provide any like doctor's note or anything like that.
Right.
But you have to know to go do that. Now, you know, whenever they said he had, you know, hurt his back, I was like, well, let's, you know, go and figure out what we need to do to make sure when we go to look out Kay that that was taken care of. And it was really easy for them to do that.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So once we got over there, they actually have, you know, like a little drink station where you can buy drinks when you get over there, and like a little kiosk to buy ears or, you know, just little souvenirs. And then you wait for the tram, and they we didn't actually wait long at all. By the time we got over there, there was one coming through, and they let it pretty much fill up before they take off. And I'd say it's like a 5 to 7 minute drive to get to your destination of where they are on the island. So you get to see some of the work they've done. The roads are still very dusty. So it's, you know, dusty out there. You can see where they cut through the land and things of that sort. The nature trail still isn't done. You can see the signs still up for that. And there's other places that they're still doing construction on. We were hoping to be able to rent bikes when we were there, but because the trails and things aren't open, we weren't able to do the bike trail ride while we got there. And then one of the first things I noticed when we got there, other than, you know, where the first aid is and towels and all of that stuff is laid out, is that the place is very wheelchair accessible. It's all wood deck ramping. It's wide. It's not narrow. And I did even ask if they have beach wheelchairs. I didn't see them for someone who has a wheelchair. Like, you can get there, but what about getting to the beach? And they said they actually did have them. I didn't see them, so I can't attest to it for sure. But that is what I'm told, that they do have beach wheelchairs for people to be able to transfer over to and get on the beach.
If you didn't want to take the tram from the end of the pier to the other stuff, could you still walk that, or did you have to do the tram?
You have to do the tram.
Okay.
For sure. It's not an easy walk. It's a 5 to 7 minute tram ride. So just keep that in mind.
That's
walkable. Sandy's
like, that's nothing. Yeah, no, Sandy, this is not the Miami let's walk from this corner back to the hotel. It's not that type of situation.
All right.
See, that trick only works for her one time. She gets one time with every new person.
Not doing that again.
So did they have an adults-only portion yet open?
So, yeah, so they have the cabanas in the adult only area. So that's one of the things that is a little confusing, is depending on which way you go to get there, you'll know it's an adult only area one way. But if you're coming off of the beach, you don't necessarily know that. So the way that they have it is like they have the dunes, and then behind the dunes, they also have additional seating. So they have seating on the beach with umbrellas, beach chairs and things of that sort. And so we found this area that wasn't a lot of people. So we, you know, decided to go and sit over there, and the girls were with me. And so we went down to the beach, and then we came back, and security came over and told us that this was an adult only area. But if you're coming off the beach, you don't know that. If you're coming off the ramp, it shows you that it's an adult only area. So they do need to put additional siding if they want to keep people, you know, out of that area. And it's not like I had little kids and they were making noise. It's just, you have to be 18 or older to be in that area.
Did you notice, I've read that this island is not, this is not a private island like Castaway Key.
Correct. It is a private destination.
And that the rumor is there's some tour companies that bring people here who are not cruise line guests. Did you see anything like that?
I did not see anything like that. But I did talk to a cast member who lives on the island.
Okay.
And he said that it's actually a fairly large island, and that on the backside that you can't even see, it's not even like, you know, some of the other private islands where you can kind of gauge where people live on the island. He's like, you can't even see it, because like he lives, he said it's like almost 30 minutes to get to the other side of the island where some people live. And then he has to take a ferry from there, and it's like another 30, 45 minutes from where he actually lives.
Okay.
So yeah, there's apparently a lot of, you know, other people that live on the island. And I'm not even sure if it's just the people that are working for Disney on that part of the island, or if it's actually people who actually live there. I didn't even think to ask that question.
So this is a really big island.
Yeah, apparently so. Yep. And it was definitely the part that we were on was definitely more just like wooded and sandy and that type of part of the island. It wasn't really lived on. You don't see a lot going on there.
Now, looking at the satellite map, it looks like all the business and residential and the airport are all way up the other end.
Yeah.
And that there's really nothing down this end but one road that runs up the middle of the island to get you to the other end. So
I didn't look, I didn't even know they had an airport on it, right? I didn't even look at it from a satellite, you know, but yeah, he said that the island is very large and that there was, you know, lots of people that lived on the other side of the island.
Okay.
And yes, that has to be the longest pier I think I've ever seen.
It's crazy. Nice.
I think there are going to be improvements. I think enough people have complained at how far it is and there's no shade. And so,
yeah. I honestly think people on that first cruise were shook.
I think they're going to start selling VIP transfer packages where you get your like, transportation butler who's going to meet you with your cooler.
Get your Genie Plus to get on a tram.
Genie Plus for the tram.
Minivans.
It'll be one more thing you have to book 30 days. I kid.
So, of course, we did have lunch on the island. We had the buffet. I was not too bothered by flies. I will say some of the family that we were with definitely said that they were flies. And I think you mostly see them over near the buffet and not necessarily at the table. There were a few sporadic flies at our table. They have these really large fans over near the tables, multiple of them in the little dining areas. And I think that's not just for the heat, but to help deter the flies, as well as on the table, they have these like little fans that you could turn on and off that spin to help, you know, keep the flies away as well. So I didn't find that to be too disturbing. I think if I listen to what I've heard before and they said there was like an abundance of flies, I don't feel like it's that. And I think they are definitely working on curbing that.
There's only so much you can do too. I mean, taking measures, but that's something you got to accept when you step foot out of the country because you can't keep flies out of your house.
Right.
Are you going to... these expectations we have on these companies.
You are outside after all.
Right.
And there's food around.
Right.
It's not in the dome bubble where they control the weather.
Yep.
They make you think that, though. It's like a magical bubble.
It's a great, you know, what do they call it? Suspension of disbelief. It's great. Like Nietzsche, I'm not looking it up on the satellite. I don't want to know if there's an airport. I'm just going to believe it's a private island.
And do they offer shore excursions of different types outside of just snorkeling?
I'm trying to remember. So they had the snorkeling, they had the bikes. I don't think they really had many other like destination type shore excursions. It's really just, you know, a beachy area. I did not make it over to like the kids' splash zone. After we had been in the water for a little while and out in the sun, my daughter started getting really bad sunburn. So we did eat. And then after that, we saw the Junkanoo parade and their show. And then we headed back to tram to get back on the ship so she could take a cool shower and you know, take care of that sunburn that she was having.
Yep. And all right. So you get back on the ship and your last day was a sea day. I've never been on one of these, but how... is the ship on sea days? Does it seem really busy? Does it seem like some of the Oasis class, like you're the only one still on there, even though it's a sea day?
I wouldn't say that. You definitely run into people. Of course, like I mentioned, the elevators are small, so people are waiting for elevators, but they do have several banks of elevators throughout. I think the only time I ever felt like I knew that everyone was on the ship was two things. One, was actually the night that we were at Lookout Cay because they do pirate night. So they do the fireworks. So everybody is at the pool deck, you know, wanting to see the show, want to see the fireworks. So that night, I guess embarkation day, that's where everybody goes for the sail away party. And then they do like after the Disney Dream show, they do like a farewell party. In the atrium area where you get on the ship at. So the princesses come back out, Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, all of the characters come back out and, you know, say goodbye. And then after they do that, all the characters go out, and I think they're out for like 15 minutes, and you can kind of just get in line and take as many pictures with people as you can. So I felt like that was my opportunity to do that. So I did get quite a few of the got my pictures with the characters that night. A lot of people were like in line for like Cinderella. I was like, I've been there, done that a million times. So, you know, I was trying to get all the other characters before they left for the night. So that was pretty fun.
I really think one of the hidden gems of the Disney cruise is that if you're an adult who likes to get the characters, it's a lot less, I should say, obvious on Disney cruise that you're like, you can just bam, 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 get in line. Whereas you're running around the parks and the only adult in the line.
Right. Yeah. All the kids. And like I mentioned, like the couple that came with us, they don't have kids. So, you know, they were around the ship doing things, and they definitely felt like that they still could enjoy themselves, even with kids around and even not having kids. You know, they were still able to do things and enjoy the ship as well.
So. I love that. It's
pretty cool. One thing I do want to mention before we end this altogether is that Disney has gone back to the normal muster station drills.
Donna mentioned that in our Disney
We were outside on the deck for at least 30 minutes in the heat before we went to the sail away party.
It wasn't pouring rain for you like it was for the poor people that were.
The feedback and the reviews that people when they sail really can have an impact and change things.
Yeah.
Because if everybody who was upset about that switch said something, I wonder if there's something they could do. I bet they have the reason why they did it. Maybe they want to make sure you know where your muster station is and you're not just...
The explanation we were given is because it's kids and this is their first cruise that they've ever been. Most kids, this is their first cruise they've ever been on. So they want to make sure that everybody knows everything they're supposed to know because this is their first cruise.
Well, I can combat that and say that the kids that were around us were definitely not paying attention because they were hot and bothered and wanted to get back in, you know, the air conditioning.
The pool. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if that is the explanation, it's definitely not a fair assessment of what I saw on that particular day.
And as somebody who has, you know, we've all done, if anybody sailed Disney, you know, the embarkation day. You know how long you're sitting in the thing. Why couldn't they do it in the AC in there?
So depending on where your muster station is, some people were inside, but
because we were in the theater.
Yeah, we were outside.
But they could have done the orientation there for everybody and then sent you to your muster station to turn the thing or get the stamp or get the Mickey sticker or whatever.
They can go through and scan your Key to the World card to make sure that everybody's accounted for.
Yeah, 30 minutes in the hot sun seems like not a great, not very magical.
And not at all. Not at all.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, I'd like to thank Nitra for joining us tonight.
Yay! Woo! Thank you for having me once again.
It's good to see your pretty face again.
On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.